The people of that region had become few since the plague, and most of those that remained had been slaughtered by the savage Easterlings. Cirion, therefore, in reward for his aid, gave Cullenarthon, between Anduin and Isen, to Eol and his people, and they sent north for their wives and children and their goods and settled in that land. They named it anew the Mark of the Riders, and they called themselves the Eorlingers, but in Gondor their land was called Rohan, and its people the Rohirrim, that is, the Horse Lords. Thus Eol became the first king of the Mark, and he chose for his dwelling a green hill before the feet of the white mountains that were the south wall of his land. There the Rohirrim lived afterwards as free men, under their own kings and laws, but in perpetual alliance with Gondor. Many lords and warriors, and many fair and valiant women, are named in the songs of Rohan, that still remember the north. Frumgar, they say, was the name of the chieftain who led his people to Eotheod. Of his son, Fram, they tell that he slew Skarther, the great dragon of Ered Mithrin, and the land had peace from the Longworms afterwards. Thus Fram won great wealth, but was at feud with the dwarves, who claimed the hoard of Skarther. Fram would not yield them a penny, and sent to them instead the teeth of Skarther, made into a necklace, saying, "Jewels such as these you will not match in your treasures, for they are hard to come by." Some say that the dwarves slew Fram for this insult. There was no great love between Eotheod and the dwarves. Leod was the name of Eol's father. He was a tamer of wild horses, for there were many at that time in the land. He captured a white foal, and it grew quickly to a horse, strong and fair and proud. No man could tame it. When Leod dared to mount it, it bore him away, and at last threw him, and Leod's head struck a rock, and so he died. He was then only 42 years old, and his son was a youth of 16.